Ovarian cancer can be a nasty tumour that can go long go undetected. It can be hard to diagnose and challenging to treat, although that is steadily changing. The mantra in cancer is that early diagnosis is important and can increase survival and cure rates. And the holy grail in ovarian cancer has been whether there's a way of screening for it that could improve outcomes. Cancer specialists around the world were pinning their hopes on a long-term study to find out if early detection through screening would save the lives of more women from ovarian cancer. But they were dismayed to find out that it didn't. Professor Ian Jacobs was one of those involved in the trial. He's the Vice Chancellor of the University of New South Wales and by trade, a gynaecological oncologist. Welcome to the Health Report, Ian.
Good evening, Norman. Good to speak with you.
What were the tests you used to screen for ovarian cancer in this study?
We used two approaches. One was an approach using a biomarker measured in the circulation called CA125, which was interpreted in a sophisticated Bayesian algorithm looking at the pattern over time. And the other test was ultrasound scanning, transvaginal ultrasound scanning, the same sort of scanning technology as is used in gynecology and obstetrics.
And this was all comers? These were women, just healthy, normal women, or were the women at risk?
This was a massive general population randomized trial of women from the normal population, 202,000 women in the UK, recruited in 13 centres across the UK, screened for 12 years and then followed up after that. And it was a randomised trial.
And the outcomes you were looking for were earlier stage of diagnosis and saving lives?
Yes, well, the ultimate aim and hope was that the screening strategy would save lives and reduce mortality. There were a lot of other endpoints. We showed that screening was safe. It was acceptable. It had a very high detection rate. Over 85% of women with ovarian cancer were detected, and it did shift stage. But the deeply disappointing finding at the end of 20 years of this trial was that it did not reduce mortality. It did not save lives.
So why was that? Is that because early stage is still bad news if you've got ovarian cancer, or there weren't enough people who shifted to early stage? What's the story?
Well, I think there is an enormous amount of work to do now analysing the data from that massive trial. The screening definitely shifted stage. And as you say, the question is, why did that not save lives? So the women who would have had advanced stage disease were detected early as intended, but they still seem to have had the outcome they'd have had without screening, which gives us quite a lot of insight into the behaviour and nature of ovarian cancer. What it means is that to have an impact on mortality, we are likely to need screening tests which push back earlier diagnosis even further. We believe that the screening strategy had brought forward diagnosis by about 18 to 24 months. Perhaps there's a need to bring it forward even further.
So basically, you knew that you had ovarian cancer longer, but it didn't change the survival from diagnosis.
That's the tragedy, yes.
And so in that sense, it's similar to pancreatic cancer, unfortunately, at the same time. Now, what does this say? Because there's been a push. Women can detect symptoms which are a sign that you may have ovarian cancer, like bloating, feeling nauseous, bowel changes, that sort of thing, and they've been encouraged to talk to their GP about it and go off and get tested. Has that symptomatic approach made any difference to the outcome of ovarian cancer, or we don't know yet?
Well, I think this trial does have some implications for efforts to encourage women to give particular attention to symptoms. It's important to put this in the context that there has been steady progress in managing cancer of the ovary over the last 25 to 30 years. There have been advances in diagnostic tests, new preventative approaches, refinement of biomarkers, better chemotherapy, better surgery. So it's really important for women who have symptoms to access care as soon as they can.
Even if it means the surgery is less radical, for example.
Perhaps. But what we should be clear that the women who had their cancers diagnosed in this big trial were largely symptom-free. So they were being diagnosed before they had any symptoms. So if that did not improve, reduce mortality, it is unlikely that attention to symptoms will reduce mortality.
Now, a proportion of women who get ovarian cancer have a familial tendency. They have one of the BRCA genes, the BRCA1 or BRCA2. Does this have any relevance for them or what?
This trial was a randomized trial and specifically excluded the women who are in that very high-risk group who had a BRCA gene abnormality or a very strong family history of ovarian cancer and breast cancer. There was a separate trial for that group of women. It was not a randomized trial because it was felt to be unethical to randomize women either to screening or no screening. The results of those trials, and there were two in the US and one in the UK, showed very high sensitivity, a stage shift, and it made surgery easier and could be less aggressive. Now, there is a question as to whether or not screening may still have a role in some of those women. The gold standard for those women is preventative surgery, but some women want to delay surgery or avoid surgery, and for those women on a fully informed basis, there may still be a role for screening, but that'll be a topic of further discussion and debate.
Ian, thanks very much for joining us on the Health Report.
A pleasure. Thank you, Norm.
Professor Ian Jacobs is Vice Chancellor of the University of New South Wales and a gynaecological oncologist. This has been the Health Report. I'll see you next week.